0. 0 means it's game day. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child.
Welcome you inside the beautiful multi-purpose activity center on the campus of Monmouth University on a beautiful winter afternoon. And we look forward to some Monmouth University MAC basketball. Bob Lampinen and Bob Davies with you. And today the Monmouth Hawks host the Golden Eagles of Canisius College. And Canisius comes in here, make that the Golden Griffins. Canisius comes in here really looking for a victory. Monmouth needs a victory, Bob, because both teams have really struggled lately. This is a game where it's time to put up or shut up.
Both teams have lost three of their last four contests. Monmouth at 8-5 in the MAC, standing in fourth place, a full game ahead of Coach Jim Barron's Golden Griffins. So obviously, this is crunch time in conference play. Both of these teams need this win. You don't want to fall to that sixth seed and have to play every single day in the MAC tournament up in Albany.
It's amazing that throughout the season, that kind of is the target. At the very minimal, we've got to get in the top five heading into that conference tournament. For the Monmouth Hawks, Coach King Rice has really been a little bit concerned defensively. They've really struggled the last few games, giving up over 70 points.
They have. You look down the schedule, their last three losses at Manhattan gave up 71. Home for Manhattan gave up 87. And then, of course, the shellacking that came on February 5th at Quinnipiac. They fell 72-52. Just an abysmal performance, and looking to turn it around, particularly on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, of course, for Monmouth, you talk about Mr. Steady, a guy who's really become the leader of this team. Justin Robinson just continues to excel.
Justin Robinson, an excellent season for the sophomore. From the time he arrived here in West Long Branch, it was preached to him by this coaching staff that if you're going to be the point guard, you have to be the leader. And he has been exactly that this year for the Hawks. 5'8", 160 pounds, but plays well over 6 foot, averaging almost 13 points a game. Leads this team in assists, 3.3 rebounds per game. But what's really going to be important for the Hawks in this one, can they find secondary scoring? Deion Jones is good. He's averaging 11.9 points per game and helping ease Robinson's role a little bit, but they lose Andrew Nicholas for this game to a concussion. Can they find more scoring in a thin rotation?
Well, that's a big question. Our pregame show is presented by First Atlantic Credit Union. Visit firstatlanticcu.com. And, you know, you talk about Canisius. They've struggled also, but they've got a good one. Zach Lewis is one of the top players around.
Zach Lewis is phenomenal. One of the best lead guards in the MAC conference, 14.5 points per game. The sophomore out of Windsor, Connecticut, is leading this team every way you can imagine on the offensive end. I mentioned the 14.4 points per game, 50 assists on the year. That's second on the team behind Jan Grzelinski, the freshman guard from Poland, but he is phenomenal. His matchup against Justin Robinson in this one is going to be big in determining the outcome.
And we know that Coach Jim Barron of Canisius always has his team well prepared. They're a team that if they're ahead with about 5 minutes to go, they're very tough. You've got to really do the job before that point. But when you look at Canisius, they're a team that's not afraid to throw up the three. If you take the three away, you really hurt them.
You are. That's the ultimate equalizer in college basketball. If you can hit the three, you can beat anyone on any given night. Jim Barron's seen a lot of basketball over the years. He knows that as well as anybody.
Well, Canisius has had two consecutive 20-win seasons, so you know that they're going to be ready. So they are really poised for a big MAC conference game. There's no question both teams want to win this one. And we're going to take a short break, and we will be back in 2 minutes. And we welcome you back to Monmouth University, just about set for the tip-off to this one, Monmouth to take on Canisius. And our starting lineups are presented by ServPro of Eatontown Long Branch. Visit ServProEatontownLongBranch.com. And for Canisius, they come in here, as we mentioned, really looking forward to a win. And they start a formidable starting team that likes to throw up three-pointers, and they bang the boards, and they're a very athletic team, and Jim Barron has his club always poised to come up with close victories. Starting for the Golden Griffins, number one is Zach Lewis. He's the leader of the team, a 6'3 sophomore. Sophomore guard averages 14.4 a game. He's ninth in the MAC conference in scoring. Also in the backcourt, Jan Grzelinski, 6'6", certainly the kind of guy who comes in here not looking to score. He's a definite point guard. He distributes, but he scores very rarely. But he's starting all 22 games of the season so far. So he's a freshman starter in the backcourt. The center is the big guy, number 56-9, Josiah Heath, a 6'9 senior. Averages 7.9 points a game and 6 rebounds. He's had 21 blocks on the season. Very active guy inside, and he's someone that the big guys of Monmouth will have to handle. And Jermaine Crumpton starts up front. He's a 6'6 redshirt freshman, averages 7.4 and 2.1 points per game. And also at the forward position, number 23 is Jamal Reynolds. Reynolds is a 6'4 junior, averages 6 points, 6.5 rebounds a game, and he's fifth in the MAC. So at 6'4, he's an undersized rebounder, but he manages to come up with 6.5 caroms per basketball game. So he's an active one, and he's a good one. For the Monmouth Hawks in the backcourt, we mentioned number 12 earlier, Justin Robinson. This sophomore has just been filling it up for the Monmouth Hawks, and he's their leader, doing a great job throughout the season. Averages 12.8, 3.3 rebounds. He's 5'7". They say it 5'8", but you can't stretch him that high. And he's got better than 3 rebounds a game, so Justin Robinson doing a good job. Max DeLeo, last couple of years, he's been the super sub off the bench, but with some injuries, especially to Josh James, Max now in the starting lineup. He's just a bundle of energy, a kid who's just so much fun to watch. Gives it up on the floor, dives after loose balls, takes charges, does all the things that a coach loves to see. So he's now started 13 out of 24 games. And Max DeLeo, 6 points a game, 2.8 rebounds, comes into the game with 106 career steals. The center is Bryce Cafani, the transfer from Providence, has adjusted well to Monmouth, averaging 6.5 points and 5.5 rebounds a game. He picked up his 100th block of the season early on, and that's why he's there, to rebound, block, and score a little bit on the inside. Deion Jones, the guy who's been playing well lately, his average is up to 11.9 points per game, 4 rebounds, 6'6" junior, transfer from Towson, and comes into the game between Towson and Monmouth with a total of 991 points, so he's getting close to that magic 1,000. And Zach Tillman, the big 6'10 sophomore out of Yeadon, Pennsylvania, will start at the forward position, averages 4.5 points, 2.8 rebounds. And you know, Bob, this starting lineup has pretty much been consistent the last 10 games or so. But Zach Tillman, he's shown flashes, but consistency is being an issue. They need him and Brady and Cafani to step up on the inside.
Absolutely. The big men crucial in this matchup for Monmouth, particularly what they can do offensively. We know Justin Robinson is going to be the catalyst. He's going to make it go. He's going to score the majority of the buckets along with Deion Jones. But if they can get a formidable post presence on the offensive side of the ball, that will be huge for the Hawks. We know they have a post presence on defense.
All right, our injury report is presented by Barnabas Health. Visit them online at barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health is a proud supporter of Monmouth Athletics. And for Monmouth, Josh James, we've mentioned the sophomore, he's been out a good part of the season, injured toe. He's going to have surgery, so that'll be it for him the rest of the season. Andrew Nicholas out for 2 games with a concussion. And Phil Valente, big guy for Canisius, a big forward they really need, he's out with an ankle injury. So a couple of injuries. That's the time of the year when this stuff happens, and we'll see what happens. First possession goes to Canisius. Just Heath out on top. Grozulinski, Lewis on the right side. Here's Reynolds out on the right wing, guarded closely by DeLeo. They try to open things up in the middle. DeLeo screened away. Heath comes up, another high screen. They like to screen high, reverse it. Grozulinski looked, thought about the shot, got it to Heath. They bounce it inside. Crumpton triple teamed, and it came up short. So Monmouth defense able to collapse on that one. Cafani with the rebound.
That's a good switching zone by Monmouth on that possession.
Deion Jones flashes across 16 feet away, threw up an air ball. And we've got a jump ball as Tillman and Heath are tied up. So Monmouth will get it via the possession arrow. Canisius at 12-10, 7-6 on the season. DeLeo underneath, triggers to Jones in the right corner. Has to back it out. Robinson at the top. Rotate around the perimeter. DeLeo guarded by Grozelinski. Back to Justin Robinson. Signals the play. Zach Lewis gives him a lot of room at the top. High screen by Tillman. Robinson on the right. The top of the circle, it's Jones. Jones, ball fake. 14-footer. Won't go. Rebound. Taken down by Heath.
Two early shots by Jones. You wonder if he might be pressing a little bit in this one, trying to get on the offensive scoreboard early, knowing there's no Nicholas.
And Heath, 16-footer. The big guy stepping away off the mark. Kafani with the rebound. Quick outlet to Robinson. Jones in transition. Has to kick it back out. Nice job by Canisius to come back, shut down the break. Kafani, ball fake, baseline move, powers down. Offensive foul as he plows over Josiah Heath, who had great position underneath.
Heath in position underneath, not in the restricted area. He was outside the semicircle. Good call underneath.
So 18 minutes, 20 seconds remaining in the first half. Still no score. Grozelinski walks it up, guarded closely by Robinson at the top. Canisius rotating across the top. A little handoff action. Almost a weave at the top. They finally get it to Lewis. Lewis is the man. Pulls up from deep and banks it in for three. He didn't call it.
Lewis missed that shot by 2 feet and he knows it.
Well, he missed it, but he got the square at the top of the backboard and it dropped in. So it's a 3-0 lead for Canisius. Justin Robinson weaves down the lane. Beautiful feed. Kafani caught it and traveled. Great pass from Robinson to Kafani. Kafani didn't have his feet set. Forgot to dribble the basketball.
Yeah, Kafani the shuffle, then two steps. A little hop mixed in there as well. Easy call.
So Grozelinski will just walk it across, pats the top of his head to signal the play, and gets a high screen from Heath. Grozelinski penetrates. He doesn't do that too often at his shoot it. Normally he passes it off. And then the ball was knocked out of bounds on the sideline. And one of the Canisius players in the corner went down hard.
I believe it's Heath. Heath went flying into the stands chasing after the loose ball. And took out some chairs over there on the sideline. Collided with the bleachers behind them. Can't get a good view of him from here.
There he is. He's up. Looks like he's all right. So Josiah Heath. Hard to the corner. A little smile on his face. So he'll be all right. Monmouth will have the ball. Trailing at 3-0. And they're still... Evidently, they're not sure what they're doing in the corner. We don't have a good look. Maybe they're looking for the basketball. That was it. They couldn't find the ball. So they finally locate the ball. Nobody tried to make away with it. And Kafani will have it right away. Canisius coming out full court, man-to-man press. Kafani will inbound it. He'll try to get it to Robinson. DeLeo in the opposite corner. Tight man-to-man. They float it over the top to Robinson. Interesting way to break it, but they got it into him.
Nice job of acting by Robinson. Pretended he was still calling the shots, talking to Kofani, and then just took off for the ball that was already in the air.
Monmouth rotates it again, keeping it on the perimeter. Robinson points to Kofani. He wants a screen. Gets a high screen. Pulls up. 18-footer. Knocked away. Blocked by Lewis. Zach Lewis on the block. Goes the other way. Coast to coast. And the layup just missed, but Crumpler with the follow. He puts it in.
Nice job by Crumpton following behind. Kofani only went up with one hand for the rebound. Ended up batting it instead of grabbing it. And the secondary break by Crumpton paying off.
So Jermaine Crumpton. And it's a 5-0 score. One thing Monmouth does not want to do is let Canisius get out ahead. They're a strong team at nursing a lead. Zach Tillman on the baseline. Double teamed. And two whistles go off, so there's a foul. As Tillman had great position, they collapsed on him, committed the foul.
Tillman did a great job of sealing off Crumpton in the low block, forced the double team and the foul.
Grozelinski picked up his first foul. Monmouth inbounds to Jones. Robinson rotates, DeLeo on the left side. Tillman working nicely down inside. Beautiful footwork. Got it on the left block. Spun and dropped in the layup.
Tillman's work without the ball so far has been excellent.
footwork is so important for big men, and big Zach Tillman has improved in that area. Crumpton has it out on the left side, guarded by Kafani. Has to back it out. Finally gets it to Lewis. Lewis is the guy that Canisius wants to handle the basketball, and no doubt about that.
Absolutely. You saw Crumpton very uneasy handling the ball outside the arc.
And Max DeLeo reached in. Personal foul called on DeLeo. And so we have an official timeout with the score 5-2. The Monmouth Hawks are trailing it, and we hope you'll stay with us. We'll be back in 1 minute. Canisius leads it by the score of 5-2. And Bob Davies, a case where the Monmouth Hawks offensively really have not been able to get anything going at all.
No, the only bucket so far by Zach Tillman. He was in great position down low, put a lot of work into it, and got that layup. But you saw two missed jumpers by Deion Jones, who's been very aggressive in the early goings, likely because of the missing Andrew Nicholas. Justin Robinson yet to score. He had a jump shot blocked, perhaps a little too much dribbling by him.
Order your official fully custom Monmouth gear at one place, shopmonmouthhawks.com. That's shopmonmouthhawks.com. So here we go. Canisius has it. Lewis to inbound it. They have to go back into the backcourt, so they get it to Jermaine Crumpton. And Monmouth's setting up in their zone. No, they're man-to-man defense. They're disguising him, but they went man-to-man. Robinson with a good overplay, and he first forced a turnover. So the Hawks get it back. Once again, Kafani gets it to Robinson with some pressure in the backcourt. 5-2 the count. Canisius on top. 15:32 remaining. Robinson. Tillman right at the top of the circle. Looks inside for Kafani. He can't get it. Now it's DeLeo on the right. Jones flashes across. 18-footer. Again, it won't go. Another good look for Deion Jones. Just can't get it to fall.
Three wide open jumpers for Jones all around that free throw line area. And unable to put it in the bucket.
Number four, Jeremiah Williams.
So checking in for Canisius is the guy who's normally the first guard off the bench. And once again, he is. That's Jeremiah Williams, the 5'11 freshman. Averages about 17 minutes a game. Here's Robinson. Lob to Tillman. Double team. Stolen away by Heath. And here comes Canisius. Williams has it. The left side, Lewis trying to penetrate, and he travels. Deion Jones came up. Nice help defense, and Jones forced the travel.
Nice job. Quick, tight rotations by the Hawks. Able to disrupt that and cause the turnover.
Here's Kafani. Pressure again in the backcourt. This time Robinson has some room. Zach Lewis guarding Justin Robinson. That's a great matchup. Monmouth in a 1-4 set. Jones rotates across to the top. Looking inside, Kafani pops out to the corner, puts it on the floor, and went hard to the basket before the shot. He was fouled. So Mama's spreading things out, and Kafani putting it on the floor.
That's not an aspect of Kofani's game you regularly see. His offensive production comes mostly from posting up underneath the basket. That time, catches about 18 feet away, puts it on the ground.
Right off the out-of-bounds play. Nice cut by Deion Jones. He hits the 16-footer from the left elbow.
And that's big for Jones. Seeing the ball go through the net, maybe get his scoring touch working.
Well, the shot looks good. Things haven't dropped early on, but the release looks good. He looks confident. Canisius on top by one at 5-4. Canisius rotates it around the top of the key. Crumpton from deep. That's a three-pointer that won't go, and Robinson will track down the long rebound. Pushes it up court. High lob to Kafani in a jam.
Excellent play there by the Hawks. Full court offense. Justin Robinson just blows by Jeremiah Williams on the right sideline. Kafani runs past everyone on the left sideline, and they hook up above the rim for the alley-oop.
Beautiful play by Robinson, and every time a big man makes the sacrifice, the big run like that, if he gets rewarded with the ball, he'll do it again, and that was sweet. First lead of the game for Monmouth at 6-5. Canisius has the basketball. Williams gets it over to Lewis. Zach Lewis backs it out. Now it's DeLeo on Lewis, so they're looking to switch off on him. A deep three in and out. And look at the hustle by Reynolds as Cafani almost had it. Reynolds able to grab the loose ball and laid it up and in. And Canisius retakes the lead by the count of 7-6. Jones, left side, bounced down low. Cafani about a block away, a step away from the block, spins hard. I'll tell you what, they're really trying to force it inside. And it looks like it's an out-of-bounds. The outside referee signaling that it went off the knee of a Monmouth player.
Well, Monmouth's clearly trying to exploit their size advantage down low. So many big men that can come off the bench for the Hawks. A nice rotation between Brady, Tillman, and Cofani.
So Cassidy Ryan has checked on for Canisius. Ryan, a good outside shooter, been getting more time in the last few games. They set a screen down low for Lewis. He flashes around it, has to bring it all the way out. And Ryan at the foul line again has to back it out. So Monmouth doing a good job of keeping the ball out of the paint. Reverse to the corner. And that three-pointer in and out. That one just missed by Kevin Bleeker, who also just came into the game.
Bleeker, a junior.
6'10 junior who loves to shoot the three.
And Cassidy Ryan, the 6'6 freshman, really found his spot in the rotation after the Valente injury.
So Monmouth has it on the sideline. Some sort of a discussion over at the scorer's table, maybe a timing issue. And they're going to send both teams to the bench for a second. I don't think there's a timeout.
Coach Barron not even discussing with his team. He's talking with the officials, clearly unhappy with whatever the stoppage of play was caused by. And they're looking at a replay monitor over there.
And we are happy to have as a sponsor the members of the New Jersey Education Association, working to make public schools great for every child.
The officials definitely taking a look at a replay monitor, not entirely sure what the discrepancy is.
Well, usually when they're looking at that, they're looking to see if there was an elbow, anything up around the head. Is it a possible flagrant one or two? But I don't recall seeing any controversy or discussion about that, but there's something going on over there, that's for sure.
Didn't look like any of the players reacted to what could have been an elbow.
So Canisius on top, 7-6, 12:36 remaining in the first half. And we remind you to like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook, follow at M-U-Hawks on Twitter, and visit youtube.com/MonmouthHawks for videos with MU coaches, players, and more. You can find every social media page associated with Monmouth University Athletics in one place at MonmouthHawks.com/connect.
This is a long discussion going on over there. I have to imagine you're right. Probably some sort of discussion over a flagrant foul. If it was any sort of out-of-bounds issue, you figure it would be done by now.
Well, as they look at those things, let's talk just a little bit. We'll keep it here for a second, Bob, about the fact that Monmouth, as we mentioned, has let down a little bit defensively lately. Of course, they've played some strong teams, but they just went up to Quinnipiac recently and just didn't have it. It was one of those nights, and they really need to have an inspired performance here.
They absolutely do. The ship feels like it's sinking in West Long Branch after that shellacking by the hands of Quinnipiac. 10th straight loss to the Bobcats by this Hawks team. So this is definitely a big game in terms of confidence moving forward. It's crunch time on the MAC schedule.
So whatever it was, it's been sorted out, and we've had no penalties of any sort. So Monmouth has it. Canisius matching up. And they are in a matchup zone. Chris Brady is in the game. He goes down the lane, goes up high with the left hand, knocked away. Bleeker again with two blocks. Outlet. And here come Canisius on the run. It's Ryan and his shot in and out. Ryan looked like he had an open layup. Now Monmouth pushes it. Deion Jones. High lob to Max DeLeo, and he can't get the jam. But somehow DeLeo got it back after a mad scramble underneath. So we have another official timeout on the court. They've been playing hard but not scoring much. The score is 7-6. We're going to take a one-minute break. You're listening to Monmouth Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Scala's Pizzeria is a proud supporter of the Monmouth Hawks, and give them a call at 732-222-8728 or visit them online at scalaspizzeria.com. Count is 7-6, 11:54 remaining here in the first half. Bob Lampinen and Bob Davies with you, and we mentioned what a big game this is in the MAC Conference. Monmouth only one game ahead of Canisius in the conference standings at this point. Of course, Iona expected to be on top of the Heat, and they're leading the league right now.
Yeah, Iona playing very well on top of this MAC Conference. Teams underneath them really just jockeying for position as we get closer and closer to Albany. Take a quick look at the team stats so far. Both teams 3 of 11 from the field. Monmouth yet to attempt a three-pointer. Canisius 1 of 4 from outside.
Well, Canisius has the basketball, and they have the one-point lead. Bleeker to the corner, and they get it this time to Williams. Tough move down the lane. Kicks to the corner. Deep three. It just wouldn't drop. Just missed by Roberts. It looked like it was going to bottom out. So Monmouth comes up with the rebound. Justin Robinson. Right side, guarded closely by Williams.
Seeing a lot of dribbling by Robinson in this game.
DeLeo on the left side. Kafani moves hard down the lane. Chris Brady lowers the shoulder. And that's probably the easiest offensive foul call you'll ever see. Dropped the shoulder and jammed it into the chest.
Not a bad sell job by Bleeker either. But a nice pass down low by Kofani.
Quinnipiac leading Niagara 74-44. 7:43 remaining in that second half. So we'll keep you apprised of the other scores in the MAC as the game goes on. Canisius has the ball with Brady guarding Bleeker. It looks like two guards out at the top. Robertson bounces away, guarded by Colin Stewart. Robinson guarding on the left side. Here's Bleeker. They want to get it to Lewis. Austin Tillman, the freshman guard, is in there guarding Lewis. Lewis penetrates. Beautiful bounce pass on the give and go. And Bleeker with the finish.
Great offensive execution by Canisius. The high screen, almost a fake screen. He ran off before the defender even reached him, but still influenced him enough to get the basket.
Robinson able to spin away from traffic momentarily, but stolen away by Cassius Robertson. Lewis from deep right side, three-pointer, wouldn't go, tumbles to the ground. And a rebound picked up by Williams. Williams up in the air. Bleeker somehow made the catch, and a little Luol Cinder, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar jump hook in the lane.
Bleeker playing well so far in his minutes early on in this game. Gets another bucket there. And so far, that's 4 points for him.
Bleeker does a good job coming off the bench. 11-6 is our score. Canisius has the lead. 9 minutes, 48 seconds remaining. Austin Tillman penetrates. Robinson has it in the corner. 14-footer won't go. And that one tipped all the way out. Colin Stewart able to run it down. Monmouth. King Rice on the bench. Well, he wants a little more intensity and tempo. He wants Tillman to go down the lane, and he did.
Monmouth,
let's see the call.
Last five from the field.
Well, King Rice stood up, and he kind of gave the word to Tillman, go. He pointed, vehemently, wanted him to take it to the hoop, and that's the real strength of Austin Tillman. He's fearless going down the lane.
Austin Tillman brings a lot of brute strength to the backcourt for Monmouth as he sinks his first free throw. And that breaks a 4 minute and 33 second scoreless drought by Monmouth. 0 of 5 in their last 5 from the field, 2 of their last 8. That also breaks a 6-0 run by Canisius.
Tillman doing a good job in recent games, coming off of 11 point output in the loss to Quinnipiac. But he more and more is showing how he can really take it to the basket. He missed the foul shot, and then Chris Brady got the offensive rebound, missed it, and the call, a jump ball. So evidently the two guys came down with it. That was a quick whistle on the jump.
Bleeker's had his fingerprints all over this game from the second he stepped on the court. Got two quick blocks and a third one on Chris Brady right there.
Here's Robinson, pulls up 14-footer, nothing but net right over Justin Robinson. And Tillman has the basketball now. Austin Tillman, the point guard, reverses to Justin Robinson. Robinson looks to spin in the lane. Double team, has to kick out to Brady. Colin Stewart on the left. Good job by Canisius. Kafani comes up for the high screen. Robinson and tried to penetrate, and evidently somebody reached out and got a piece of Robinson.
Robinson so quick, goes away from the screen from Kafani, draws a double anyway, and still able to get past and pick up the foul. His first step is unbelievable with the basketball.
Very, very quick. So out of bounds play coming up for Monmouth on the baseline. They go to Robinson on the right side. Robinson guarded by Williams. Crossover dribble, Williams all over him. Colin Stewart from deep. Nice ball fake to the right. Penetrates down the lane. And it looks like an offensive foul against Colin Stewart. So Canisius, Bob, doing a great job of coming over there, getting position, picking up the charges.
The Canisius defense sacrificing their bodies for the cause. Up 13-7, and in large part because they've picked up three offensive fouls on this Hawks team.
Canisius on top 13-7. 8 minutes, 30 seconds remaining here in the first half. And that's going to be a travel. It's going to go against Adam Weir. Adam Weir wanted to make the pass. His teammate wasn't looking, so he picked up that pivot foot, called on the travel.
Turnovers abound in this game. Monmouth, 5 turnovers in the last 5 minutes, and you see the travel there by Canisius, giving it back to the Hawks.
Deion Jones back on for Monmouth. Austin Tillman, he's handling the point now. Robinson, Justin Robinson still out there, but not handling the basketball. They go to Jones again. Bounce to Brady. Brady, kick out to Austin Tillman on the right side. Nothing there. Pulls it away from the elbow. Back to Robinson. Deep from the left side. Off the front iron, and Heath skies for the rebound. Canisius now with the basketball. They take their time as they bring it across. Williams with the ball. He's double teamed. Has to kick it to Weir on the left side. Williams looks for a high screen. He gets it. Pulls up from three-point land. That one too long. Long rebound to Justin Robinson. Outlet to Jones. Jones to the corner. And another whistle, as it was Austin Tillman who got it on the right side and drew the foul. So he'll go back to the line. So that little horn signals official timeout, 13 minutes, and make that 7 minutes, 36 seconds remaining. 13-7 is the score. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Monmouth Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Back at the Multipurpose Activity Center on the campus of Monmouth University, it's 13-7, Canisius on top of the Monmouth Hawks. And Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant, just north of Pier Village on the ocean in Long Branch, is proud to support the Monmouth Hawks. Visit them online at rooneysocean.com. 13-7 the count. It has not been a pretty offensive game for either team. And we will resume action with Austin Tillman going to the foul line.
Monmouth's last field goal, Bob, came at the 14:06 mark. The Brees Kofani dunk off the layup, off the alley-oop pass from Justin Robinson.
So Tillman gets the roll. It hit the back of the iron, bounced high, bounced about two more times and dropped through. So he'll get another free throw. Tillman comes into this one 31 out of 47 from the line at 67%. And the second one, which usually happens when you get the roll on the first, nothing but net. So that makes it 13-10. Canisius has the lead. Grajalinski is back on. Robertson hands off to Weir. Robertson left side trying to go down low. He was looking for Heath. And they threw it away. They were looking to see if it was tipped, and evidently it was. So Canisius will keep it. Zach Lewis back on for Canisius. So Canisius with Lewis, Crumpton, Heath, Grajalinski out there. First throw in pass by Grajalinski, intercepted or actually deflected by Deion Jones. So they'll try it again underneath. This time quickly to Weir. Quick catch and shoot. And that went off the mark. Deion Jones with the rebound. Tillman up the left side. Looking for the other Tillman inside. Not there. So Monmouth going with two bigs out there, Brady and Zach Tillman both out. Here's Chris Brady.
puts it on the floor. Nothing there. Deion Jones on the left side. Hard down the lane. Beautiful feed on the baseline. They kick it back out, though. Zach Tillman unable to get the shot off. And Austin Tillman says it went off of Zach Lewis, but referee Ed Corbett says no way. I think Corbett was right.
I think he was, too. Tillman dribbled off his own foot there out of play. And that is yet another turnover for Monmouth. They are 0 of their last 6 from the field. And their turnover numbers are not pretty.
Grajulinski signaling play number 2. Guarded by Austin Tillman. Here's Weir. Rotating around on the right side. Lewis, Grajulinski again. 16 feet away. Crumpton off the side of the backboard. Got no piece of the rim that time. And Monmouth has it. DeLeo on the right, back to Tillman. Austin Tillman has to back it away. Deion Jones, 16-footer, nothing but air that time. They're really working on that little curl right to the 15-foot line, and Deion's catching it, but unable to hit that shot.
That one was a little forced. The defense was good. He tried to dribble back the opposite direction and get the shot up.
Strong move by Tillman on the left side. Made a great fake to fake Grajulinski out to open it up. And Austin Tillman, the more we see him, the more we see his strength, and that's fearlessness going to the basket.
Tillman, not a shooter, not a great ball handler yet, but what he does well is get the ball to the hoop.
So Tillman goes back to the line. 6'1 freshman from Wilmington, Delaware. And hits the first, so one more coming up. So Tillman, 3 out of 3 from the line. Chris Brady leaves, and Brees Kafani comes back on for the Monmouth Hawks. So Monmouth goes with Kafani, Zach Tillman, Austin Tillman, Deion Jones, and Max DeLeo out there. Tillman hits the second. 13-11 the count. Canisius has the lead. 5:54 and counting in the first half. Heath. Grajulinski right side, puts it between his legs, backs it back out to Weir. Weir with the ball fake, reverses right side. Zach Lewis, DeLeo, trying to cut him off and called on the foul. Blocking foul as DeLeo kind of stepped over, tried to get his chest in the way and just didn't quite have the right angle.
Yeah, DeLeo moving over late, didn't get his feet set. Not in a great defensive position.
So that's 2 fouls on DeLeo. Each team has committed 5 team fouls here in the first half. So neither team shooting 1-1 at this point. Monmouth matching up man-to-man. DeLeo against Grajulinski. Quick fake that time by Crumpton. Lewis, left side, nothing there. Kicks it back to Crumpton. Crumpton backs it back out. 15 on the shot clock. Loose ball, but Crumpton able to rescue it. And then tipped away and tracked down by Zach Tillman. Kafani. Whew, interesting move there. Got caught up in the air. Able to just throw it back toward the midcourt line without committing the traveling violation. King Rice says now, okay, let's slow things down. High screen by Zach Tillman. Kafani trying to force his way down the lane. Double, triple team. Loose ball. Somehow it comes out. And Deion Jones had it. And down went Weir, but a blocking foul. Weir trying to draw that charge. He blocked first and then took a tumble.
And Coach Barron saying it should have been on Deion Jones. Jones did extend the arm a little bit, but Weir not in good enough position to get the call.
So Bleeker and Cassius Robertson back on for Canisius. Zach Tillman spins in the lane with the left hand, and that one wouldn't go. Way up for the rebound was Heath. Grajulinski up on the right side. Quick move. Robertson has to give it back to Grajulinski.
Bob, we talked at the top of the broadcast about the defensive struggles of these teams. The defenses look fine right now. It's the offenses that have been abysmal.
Offense has not looked good at all. Bleeker kind of stumbling down with that one. Managed to pick up the loose ball. Backdoor cut, nothing there. Deflected away, and Lewis says it went off of Monmouth, but Ed Corbett says no way, and the Hawks will have it.
Nice defensive play by Tillman. He is single-handedly keeping Monmouth in this game. They trail 13-11. He's the leading scorer with 5 points, all coming at the free throw line. And then a good defensive play on that end as he heads to the bench.
Jamal Reynolds has checked back on for Canisius, as has Justin Robinson for the Monmouth Hawks at the four-minute mark, 13-11. Robertson make that Justin Robinson from deep in the corner. Looked like it was going to drop, but there seems to be a lid on both baskets so far here in the first half.
Well, Monmouth 0 of their last 10 from the field, and Canisius in a five-and-a-half-minute scoring drought.
And that went out of bounds on the sideline, deflected out. 3 minutes, 43 seconds remaining here in the first half. Canisius leads it by the score of 13-11. We'll take a one-minute break, and you're listening to Monmouth Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. 3 minutes and 43 seconds remaining in the first half. 13-11, Canisius leads it in this important MAC conference matchup. Other scores around the league. Iona leading Marist by the count of 38-30 with 3:03 left in the first half. Ryder 29, Manhattan 20 with 6 minutes left in the first half. And 91-69, a final. Quinnipiac just beaten up on Niagara. But that Ryder-Manhattan game, that's a big one also. 29-20, Ryder has the lead with 6 left and a half.
Every game big this late in the year. Teams jockeying for position as we head towards Albany.
So back to action. Canisius has it, and they get it to Lewis as he comes out with the left hand. Kafani jumps out at the top to try to stop Lewis. Canisius again running that semi-weave all the way across, going from right to left across the top. And then it's knocked away. Robinson tipped it away. His long pass is tipped. Jones way up to recover. And DeLeo, ball fake, nothing there. They got it to Tillman. Tillman aggressive to the basket, and obviously that's the orders from King Rice. Get it to the big guys inside, and their job is to take it to the hoop.
And that's the only thing that's been working offensively for Monmouth, is getting that ball in close to the hoop and drawing fouls. We haven't seen a field goal in this game in over 6 minutes.
Well, offense, there's no question, has been a problem in recent weeks, and there's no, or in recent games, but there's no question today that neither team able to find the shooting touch. So Tillman hits one out of two from the foul line. Rebound comes out high to Robertson, and Robertson brings it across with the left hand. He hands off to Jeremiah Williams. Cassius Robertson reverses to Reynolds. Reynolds looks inside, but trying to get a mismatch if they could, but nothing would materialize as Robertson had to back his way out. Cassius Robertson, he didn't back this one out. He took a long three.
Oh my goodness, again!
It caromed out all the way out from the rim, all the way out to the sideline. The save was made by Jamal Reynolds, but he was out of bounds when he got to it, so Monmouth will get it. Great hustle that time by both teams, but Canisius, they're giving up their bodies on the sideline. It's dangerous to go diving into to seats and feet and chairs and everything else over there.
Well, they absolutely are. We saw Josiah Heath go flying into the stands in the first few minutes of this game. And now a flurry of players heading over in that direction. At the forefront of it for Monmouth, Max DeLeo, who's made a living off of hustle and energy here in West Long Branch.
Yeah, they're just going to pause for a second to bring out the mop and try to wipe down that sideline where about four bodies went flying and there's some perspiration all over the floor. So both teams have returned to their benches at least for the next couple of seconds. Both coaches get a free timeout out of it. And Monmouth is proud to have Aramark aboard. Aramark is proud to be Monmouth University's official food service provider.
Bob, just a quick look at these offensive stats so far in the game. Canisius, 6 of 20 from the field, 1 of 9 from downtown. They've yet to attempt a free throw. 6 turnovers for the Golden Griffins. The Hawks' numbers, even worse, 18% from the field. They're 3 of 17. They are 0 of 2 from behind the arc, 75% from the free throw, and that's really what's keeping them in it so far, but 9 turnovers for Monmouth. Almost double-digit turnovers in the first half.
Well, turnovers, rebounding, and free throw shooting, we know, are always keys to games. Monmouth at least doing it from the free throw line. The Hawks are back to action. Monmouth has the ball. Robinson right at the top of the three-point area. Good job that time, Jeremiah Williams, to shut him down. Here's DeLeo in the corner, looking for three, got it, nothing but net. Max DeLeo, who has really struggled with his three-point shooting this year, cans one deep in the corner.
And that is the first field goal Monmouth has made since the 14-minute mark.
And Monmouth takes the lead at 15-13. Bleeker out on top for Canisius has it. Josiah Heath, 6'10" guy, has to give it off. Bleeker, another 6'10", but he's at the top. Keep an eye on Bleeker, though. He'll shoot the three. Reynolds spins. Tough little baseline jumper miss. Loose ball. Who's going to get it? Bleeker runs it down. Heath, beautiful pass inside. And they're going to count it as Reynolds got it. Got hit down low, and somehow he got that one to drop.
And that all started with the hustle. They chased the ball out at the top of the key. Got it down low to Heath. And he just shoveled it down to Reynolds, who's able to finish through the contact.
Perfect description. It was shovel, a direct pass in the air between two Monmouth players. Not sure how it got through. Normally you want that bounce pass, but the big guy picked up an assist on his statistic ledger. So Jamal Reynolds is at the line. Reynolds misses the free throw. And Tillman picks up the loose ball. Here comes Justin Robinson pushing it up the right side. Crossover, dribble with his left. Nothing there. They're looking for that little intermediary break. If it's not there, they back it out. Robinson directing the show. Here's Bree Scafani on the right side, far away from the basket. Tillman got a nice pass down low to Cafani. Cafani in good position but couldn't get it to go. And Cafani, diving for the loose ball, fell out of bounds, and Canisius will get the basketball. It's not for lack of effort, though. Both teams are really going after the loose balls.
Yeah, they definitely are, sacrificing their bodies, diving onto the floor, just unable to get anything going offensively. That's really been a struggle for Cafani all year, is finishing down low through traffic. He's so athletic. He's been so good defensively for the Hawks and from a leadership standpoint. But offensively, he really hasn't shined this year.
Colin Stewart has checked back on for Monmouth. Canisius has the ball. Heath at the top. Hands off to Robinson. Heath tried to force it inside to Bleeker. There's a case where the big guy, again, trying to force the pass. He got away with one, but not two.
A little surprised Bleeker didn't come down with that. He's so skilled, so long.
And a little bit too much pace on the pass, maybe. Meanwhile, Justin Robinson has it for Monmouth. They reverse it to DeLeo on the right side. He puts it on the floor. Brings it back out with the left hand. Robinson faked to the left side. High screen. Good job by Bleeker to pop out at him. 10 on the shot clock. And that's going to be a blocking foul. Jeremiah Williams came up hard and got a good piece of Robinson that time.
Robinson, of course, so quick, as we mentioned earlier, using that speed to his advantage. And he'll be stepping to the line. But I'll tell you what, Bob, I've been really impressed with Bleeker in this game. You mentioned him stepping out the defense on Robinson to force him to go wide. He's done a lot of things for this Golden Griffins team.
Well, they go 10 deep, does Canisius. And Jim Barron not afraid to play his guy. He's got a bunch of guys that average about 17 minutes a game. So, Zach, or Austin Tillman has checked back on for Monmouth. Max DeLeo gets a rest. Robinson hit the first free throw. He'll get a second. That one's too long, and the rebound ripped down that time by number five, Cassius Robertson, for the Golden Griffins. Brozalinski looked away. Robinson picked his pocket. It's a three-on-one. The bounce to Cafani. Cafani with the basket and the foul.
Justin Robinson is pumped up for Monmouth. I thought for a second that because he lost control of the ball, he wouldn't be able to finish that fast break. It actually worked out in favor of the Hawks. It allowed the defense to get down there for Canisius and foul Cafani. And now a chance for a three-point play instead of just the easy layup.
Well, again, it's a case of seeing Cafani run the court. He saw the opportunity. Robinson with a great steal, as Grozalinski had just looked back at his coach on the bench for a second. And Justin stole it away. Free throw was made by Cafani. And Monmouth on top by four with 14 seconds remaining in this first half. Lewis looks like they're going to try to hold for one. Lewis splits two. Bounce pass inside. And Heath had his shot rejected. It looked like a good one, according to the Monmouth fans. But Deion Jones called on the foul.
Well, I think it was the lower body contact there by Jones. Up high, I think he was clean. Got all ball, but tangled up in the hip area with Heath.
And we hope you'll stay with us during halftime, as we'll have a nice conversation with Josh Newman, the Monmouth University beat reporter for the Asbury Park Press. And if you want to know something about Monmouth basketball, Josh is the guy to ask.
Josh does an excellent job. Covers a ton of different sports all around the area.
So one more for Heath. Missed the first. Hits the second. And Jeremiah Williams will come on, replacing Grozelinski with 2.8 seconds remaining. So see if Monmouth can get one last heave here. Robertson. Ooh, that one almost went as Justin Robinson came all the way across. But so Monmouth trailed it most of the first half. They came back in the last couple of minutes, and they take a three-point lead. But look at that, 19-16. Not exactly high scoring.
Not in the least. If I would have told you Monmouth would shoot 25% from the field, only score 19 points in the first half, and be leading this game, you would have called me crazy, but that's exactly the case.
Well, I'm not going to call you crazy. I'm going to call you right now. But so that's the situation at halftime. It's 19-16, Monmouth leading Canisius. And we're going to take a two-minute break and then have a chance to talk with Josh Newman of the Asbury Park Press. So stay with us. It's 19-16 at the half, and you're listening to Monmouth Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.